Welcome to Tacos, Tequila, Therapy, and the Tea, of course, with your girl P. I'ma tell y'all, this is a podcast about everything from beauty to life to love to motivation. If you are looking for a little uplifting spirit, or you need to know something about that beauty industry, you confused about what to do with your hair, you have come to the right place. Let's get to it. Join me on the Tea with P.
Welcome back to the most randomest podcast ever. I'm so happy to be here with you guys again today. I have been in this space of just going. Going so much that if you asked me what my mood was, I would be like, it's meh. I go in the salon, it's amazing. And when I'm in there, like, I'm going to tell you guys, when I'm in the salon, I love what I do. But I realized being as busy in the salon, out of the salon, just all of life responsibilities, because, you know, adulting, that hood is always so ghetto. You can just feel overwhelmed. I'm trying to plan my whole future, you guys, and I am trying to plan it in a week. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to retire, get old, stay young, raise the kids, run a business, start about 4 more businesses, and it needs to happen now. But you know, I know. It is all really just me overthinking, doing too much, not letting life take its time. But truth of the matter is, I've been feeling meh. And so I had to get back to finding what was the drainers of my energy. What was I doing to myself in this space, right? And then what do you do to fix it? Well, lovely thing this weekend is that I actually got out. I was like, I'm going to get out of this house. I am not going to be like bogged down with work and all the extra things. But I did go to the hair show, and I wasn't going to go. I was like, you know what? I know you plan to go to this back in November, but today's the day and I don't really feel like I want to go, like, especially when the day comes. And you know how you just don't have the energy to do it. But I was so glad that I got out and I did that, because it had just allowed me to do a nice little reset. I got to see some very creative and beautiful people, because I love what I do. But sometimes, like, I am in the salon, and I'm sure I am, when I tell you, I even talk to some of my colleagues in the industry, like, we all kind of feel the same way, especially those solopreneurs where you are everything to the business. It can be rather daunting at times. Somebody needs to move appointment, change appointment, up, down. It's like a game of checkers and chess, and your brain can be burnt out because you're trying to figure out the color formulas and where you could place the people and what's the best time, because everybody moving around like a chess piece. But it was so nice to just take a moment to reset. And I have gone back to, and then I shouldn't say I've gone back to, because it's not like I've never really stopped, but I have been more focused in my meditation to try to start the days out better. And I'm going to tell you this, when I'm in the salon, we have fun. I have fun. But when I leave, I'm like, meh, we're back to what is the rest of my life going to look like outside of there? And it was just one of those things where you're just like, what in the world are you doing? And I had to find those things that would refuel your spirit, refuel my spirit, I should say. And I know a lot of people are like, you know, in that space these days. It's so much going on around us between social media, the news, and that stuff can be a drainer to you as well. And you don't even realize it. Some of us are in our day-to-days and we just are like functioning. But things that I have found to just refuel, reboot, is really just getting out. Getting out and doing the things you love. Everything doesn't have to have a high ticket to it. Doesn't always have to be a vacation. But sometimes getting out and socializing in the spaces where you love and doing the things that you love can just give you a little extra boost, right? And I'm like, oh, it felt so good. Other things that I try to do is I try to create like a spa day. For me, a spa day may be at home in a bathtub, but I create a whole mood. I will have some candles and some wine. It gets serious. Or I just try to take that moment to just step out. Can I go and get a service? Can I go and get a massage? What does budget look like today? Can we do that? Timing, what does it look like? But taking those moments of reflection and being still helps to just reset, reboot, get proper rest. Now, I have probably gotten more rest. Even though it has been very busy, I've been very intentional with just take your tail to sleep, girl. All that ain't even necessary. The Instagram, the TikToks, all of that, like, just let it be. But just taking those moments, because being a solopreneur is a lot. Being a mom, a dad, carting the kids around, working with their schedules. Shoot, sometimes just your job in itself. Half of you guys now work from home and you're like working on the weekends. You work later than the normal hours that did. But when you went into your job, and those hours are long, and we just have to have those moments of escape in the day. And this week, I hope you guys treat yourself to something. I know I was taking you guys back into the salon, but what I really would like for you to do is I want you to refuel, reboot, and just relax. What was that back on? Was it A Different World when Whitley used to be like, relax, relate, release? That's what I want for you guys. It's a new month. We are ending out the first quarter. And can we relax, relate, and release? So that we can see what's coming. What is it we are to do next? And next meaning tomorrow. Not 25 years from now. Not December of 2024. But just getting a grip on the now and breaking through your meh, the dash. What are we doing with that time? And I just had to share that with you guys because I hope that you refuel, reboot, and relax. Take your time, all the time that you need. Take those moments for you. It's needed. And as always, I appreciate you guys for taking your time and spending it with me. I know you got options and you got other things to do, but you chose to spend it with me, and I appreciate you. Thank you. And don't forget, reboot, relax, and refuel. Thanks for spending your time with me. I know that you got options and you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to listen to your girl today. Don't forget to follow on all of your listening platforms. Share the episode. Tell a friend. Come on back. You can follow me on Instagram under Patrice Starr or the salon, which is the Design Studio _MD. I do have a website, and that is the Design Studio MD. And that MD is like MarylandoDoctor.com. And we are on all of your listening platforms. We'll see you on the next Tuesday for some tacos, tequila, therapy, and the G. Till next time.